The town board approved the ordinance unanimously. It says convicted registered sex offenders can't live within 2,000 feet of schools, churches, parks, playgrounds, and daycare centers. The town of Algoma had a recent annexing dispute with Oshkosh that resulted in the smaller town ceding a portion of land. Town Supervisor Dan Mingus says that means sex offenders won't have many housing choices.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. It'd be hard pressed to find a place with that 2,000-foot buffer.
Mingus says the town chose 2,000 feet because a similar restriction withstood a court challenge in Iowa. 22 states have residency restrictions for convicted sex offenders, including all of Wisconsin's neighbors. A committee in the legislature is considering drafting a statewide law for Wisconsin, but Mingus says the town of Algoma didn't want to wait.
So it's something that Wisconsin should have had a long time ago. They're just starting the process now. So by the time they get all their ducks in a row, it's probably going to be a year or so before they even have anything ready for the legislature to approve.
There is a provision that would allow a convicted offender to live in the town, but only if they stay with a spouse or a blood relative, and the person would have had to have lived in Algoma for at least 2 years prior to the conviction. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.